You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Sound of the Cocteau Twins. I was just talking to Roy Irwin about it. Hi, Roy.
Hi, Mikey.
And you chose the song. You wanted to hear this morning.
It's a beautiful song.
It's a beautiful song. Cherry Coloured Funk by the Cocteau Twins. How's Roy Irwin?
I'm pretty good.
Now, last time we saw each other, we were at the Real Groovy.
Yeah,
and you were sort of you were brinking on playing a couple of gigs, some by yourself and some with your band.
Yeah,
how'd that all go?
Good, I think.
And your album was released, King of Pop.
Yeah, released today.
Digitally today.
On Spotify and all the other services, and the vinyl is coming soon.
Man. Is that what you say? Digitally today?
Yes. Yeah.
Angry because you wanted your vinyl, Sarah.
To be honest, yeah, pretty much.
Hey, so Roy, people who don't know what you do and your history, tell us a wee bit about you.
I make music in my bedroom and play shows occasionally, and I've done that for the last 10 years, and I've played in various other bands, but yeah, that doesn't really matter.
Just modestly screwing your face
At age 15, if we looked into your music collection, what would you have been listening to?
Oh, shit. fuck. probably some really awful street punk shit and, I don't know, and then just the stuff that I consistently listen to, like Tupac.
Yeah, never dies.
And what about any pivotal changes musically for you as you grew up and became the musician you are today? Anything you can remember and went, oh, when I heard that, changed everything again, and that changed everything again?
I don't know, probably lots of music through skate videos.
Skate videos are great for music, actually, yeah.
And, like, you know, you're being, like, inspired by two things at once, so I'd say, and the Ramones.
And the Ramones.
That's
like saying potatoes or vitamin C, isn't it? Necessary for a good musical upkeep.
Yeah.
Yep. And then what about now? What sort of stuff do you fiend on now?
At the moment,
because I get the impression that you're very diversely musically, you enjoy a diverse range of music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the moment, I've pretty much only been listening to the Cocteau Twins, and an Italian singer called Mina. Mina's
Are you serious?
Fucking sick.
So good. She's like the original Dusty Springfield. Springfield stole her look.
Yeah, true.
It's so... Oh, she's amazing. I will find you some Mina for after we've played a track from your album.
Awesome.
But you also picked a Lush track for us to play, so this has been on repeat as well?
Yeah. Especially this song.
Okay. This is For Love. I got way too excited about Meaningless.
So you like Lush as well, it turns out.
Yeah.
Very nice, very nice. But today is today's your day, though, Roy.
It's my day,
Mikey.
Your
day. It's mine. Your album, King of Pop, which we've talked about like previously, is released today digitally.
Yep.
Across all those platforms, as you mentioned. Exciting?
Yeah. I'm happy.
So what's your bank? It's on Bandcamp as well, yeah. What's your Bandcamp? Just your name then, Bandcamp?
RoyIrwin.bandcamp.com. That's the one.
IRWIN.
How long did it take to make it?
Like a month.
Jesus.
Oh, listen to you.
You fucking show off.
Sorry.
Sorry. Excuse my talent.
2 months, maybe?
2 months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no.
I didn't do it all at once. So, all up. Over 2 months.
And you've got the test pressing for the record back now, yeah? And do you have any idea how long we have to wait for it?
I can't now.
Maybe a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Maybe 3 weeks.
I can wait.
I don't know. I don't have the answers.
But let's get these. Let's start turning over some digital copies.
Yeah.
Some sales. Hey, that's what you want, Roy.
I need those royalties. That's all I've got.
Those sweet Apple checks. Hey,
tell us about what the sort of music's on. What did you write about? Anything in particular? Did you find yourself in a place writing, putting the album together, and suddenly thought, oh my god, is this me? Is this me now? Is this who I am?
Yeah, kind of always feel that way whenever I make something, but it doesn't have a specific concept. But I wanted it to sound a certain way, and I think I achieved what I wanted, so I was happy about that.
Do you enjoy being a musician making music in New Zealand at the moment? Do you find that easy, or do you find it confusing? Do you find it
frustrating?
Frustrating.
I just enjoy doing it, so I don't know. I think we've got lots of really good opportunities in New Zealand, which is cool. and then we don't.
But there's lots of good ears in New Zealand. Lots of people who like really can appreciate good music here.
I don't know.
Because it is so small, you end up cross-pollinating a lot of other bands, right? Because you're involved with heaps of other projects, and then you can kind of get friendly ears.
Yeah.
That's a problem when you love music.
Yeah.
Hey, just, you know, pollen, it's just like, everywhere. We just want to have a go at it all the time, surely. Do you play, what instruments do you play? The guitar, we've seen you do that.
Yeah, guitar, bass. I started on bass. I try to play, like, piano, synthy shit sometimes.
So who's on the album?
Just me.
Just you.
Just you. So you're trying to play all the shit?
It's got programmed drums that,
right,
I,
sure,
that I programmed, and I've just started trying to learn how to play the drums, but it's really hard.
Slow down, slow down, Prince.
Yeah.
The track you've picked for us.
Drums are really hard, man. Drums,
yeah.
And everybody thinks they're easy as well.
Yeah.
No, I can do that. Nah, mate.
No, bullshit.
So the track you've picked for us from your brand new album, any reason you picked this one?
I don't know. I like
sweet
it.
Sweet ass.
Yeah.
So the album's called King of Pop. It's released today. You can buy it today. Here's what some of it sounds like. There we are, listening to Roy's beautiful song, Infinity Mirror, which sounds kind of cool, doesn't it? And I'm trying to sell him an accordion in the background. That didn't work, did it? Does anyone want to buy a piano accordion, by the way? Roy, you must sell it, you know, some musos.
I don't know, how much is it?
I'll sell it for a fair price.
I've got a friend that might really like that.
Yeah, sort of maybe. Two spot. It's really, it's brand new. Doesn't, you know what I'm saying? Just saying. There's not time to talk about that. I mean, we can barter and trade musical instruments. Do you remember the first instrument you played? What was it? Did you say bass?
Bass.
Bass, but you were just telling us there about your country, your mandolin band you're in.
Thanks, Mikey. When
you're 18. I'm just painting a picture, you know? I know there's your status update today, But what about, yeah, but who's the man behind the man? You know, the guts behind the guts. That's what I want.
I'm a mystery.
Mystery. Yeah. Hey, Roy, do you have more songs under your belt? Are you ready to, I mean, now that this album's out, do you want to chuck another one out or another one and another one? Or was the songwriting a carefully considered maneuver for you?
Kind of already started.
Oh, see? Yeah, see? This is the thing, you know? Addicted. Hey. Addicted. Habit.
Yeah.
Music habit. Writing music. Coming up with stuff creatively. Good one. And what about gigs? You had a little flourish there of gigs, and I guess then you've probably focused on getting this all done.
Yeah. So I was playing my solo music with my band, which is kind of like an extension of what I do, and it's kind of heavier and faster.
I'm just going to stop you there and remind listeners that your band is called Roy Irwin's Piss.
It is called Piss. Roy's Piss.
Now, is it Roy Irwin's Piss or just Piss? Featuring Roy Irwin.
Both.
Oh, yeah. Cool. It's good for a band.
But yeah, we're going to play a release show when the record's ready, which I don't know when that is yet. But
why bother putting it out on vinyl just for Sarah?
Just for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to. It's just, I mean, to
basically, this is me trying to curry favour with Roy and be like, oh, give us a copy.
Really?
It's not going to happen. I'll pay for it like I should.
Well, I would hope. Royirwin.bandcamp.com. If you want to hear the album now, if you want to download the album, buy the album. Yeah. And no gigs planned up for the near future, though.
Yeah, not yet. So probably. Early,
it would look like look out. Well, tell you what, why don't you let us know about when the album release party is.
Yeah, I will.
And we will talk about it thoroughly.
All right.
That'll be on your Facebook, yeah?
Yeah.
When will the plans come together?
Yeah.
Love it when a plan comes together, such as both of us liking this woman.
Thanks for coming in, Roy Irwin.
Cool, thanks for having me.
From Roy Irwin. It's a very complimentary text message just coming in for you there. It's 8 minutes to 9 o'clock on BFM Breakfast. Stupore della notte spalancata sul mare. Ci sorprese che eravamo sconosciuti. Io e te. Poi nel buio le tue mani d'improvviso.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.